Okay, now we're going to do in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, 1575, and this is dated Baruch Hashem, in volume 6, and this is dated Chav Dalet Iyar, 24th day of Iyar, Tovshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn. This is actually involves the passing of the Rebbe's brother. And this is addressed to, with great titles, Rav HaGaon, Tzedek Rav Yitzchak Sheyichya Dubov, Shalom of Racha. So the Rebbe says, I am thankful to you for your letter from Erev Shabbos that passed. I just received it. And the main thing is, the Rebbe says, I'm thankful for your occupation that you occupied yourself with as far as the Tahara and the Levaya, as you write in your letter. And also, as Rabbi Tzion Sheyichya Shem Tov writes me, the Shadar, and may it be the will of Hashem Yisbarach that we should utilize one another only for happy occasions, because he was helping the Rebbe, his brother, on his passing. And the Rebbe says we can say in a derech hatzachus, meaning in a light way, about the sages tell us. We stop the study of Torah for taking a mace out somebody who's deceased, or to bring a kala to the wedding. So you stop the Torah starting to participate. And so it is known that the ultimate goal of the wisdom is teshuvah ma'isim tovim. It's teshuvah ma'isim tovim. And when we received the Torah also, we said nasa l'nishma. First we said nasa, we'll do, and then we'll hear. So here is the idea that we are mevatel. We stopped the study of Torah for the mitzvahs, which in general, that is hoitzoes hameis. Which means, when we say, what does it mean taking out somebody who's deceased? Because Misa, the death, came into the world because of the advice of the, called Nochash HaKadmoni, that was, and he advised Chava and Adam to eat from the Eitz Hadas. He's called the serpent, the earliest serpent, the Nochash HaKadmoni. He brought death to the world, even into the most chosenest of the human race, you know, Adam HaRishon by himself. And even we say, like, there were four people that under no circumstances would they, so that means they chose the people, that they, it says the only reason they died was Be'et Yoshal Nochash. They only died because Hashem said that everybody must die. But other than that, they would not die because they had no reason, they had no sins whatsoever. So even them, so that means an achnosas kala, which means bringing in the kala, which means to bring in total kedusha. Kala comes from the language of expiring in the and being included into blessed in the essence of Hashem. So. So in other words, that the Torah is for that purpose. So the Rebbe says this is also what we say, that even though you remove the mace from before the kala, that you will, if there is like a one who had, there's a procession with the kala, and then the other one, there's a procession, somebody going out with a mace. So you're going to remove the mace from before the kala. The kala goes first. So we said that, so therefore, so it should be mevatlin toiru lachnosas kala, and then for a tzoyis mace. But here we say a tzoyis mace first, because that is the way of the order of the service, is sur meira, and then I say toiv. But as opposed to what is more important, when they come together, it's asa dechalesis, a very interesting concept. So I guess the Hatzaras HaMes means getting rid of negativity. Mm-hmm. Taking, get the dead out. In other words, that's when bring in the column means to bring in the good, bring in the positive. So why does it start by saying first taking out the dead and then the bringing in the kala, even though the kala comes before the mace? So it really explains that when you serve, you have to start with first getting rid of the negativity, mm-hmm. and then you bring in the positive. Sur meda, and then vasei toiv. But when an essa comes together, where a losa is a positive and negative come together, the essa overrides. So that's why when they come together, the kala comes first. So kala is really in a higher level, but the order of service is getting rid of the negativity and then bringing in the. But there's more to talk about, but let's just go by turn. The Rebbe says, I'm going to conclude from what I started, with thanks from the depth of my heart. Bekerev Lev V'Amek, for your efforts, and also the efforts of the great rabbi with all the titles over here, Yudazev Sheikha Levi Segal, and all the above. Let it be the will from Hashem Yisbarach that we all should be merit to be connected in the living God through the living Torah, that we are all getting prepared now to receive it, the Matan Torah Bo'aleinu L'Toivah, as the language of my blessing of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, the Simcha, the Pnimius, with blessing. And the Rebbe actually would ask the people to go ahead and on the Kaver, on this day of his passing, in Yud Gimel here, that's the day of the passing of Yisrael Aryeh Leib, he's buried in Sfat.